Item 9, planning permit applications. We are back on page... on item 9, 9.1, planning application PL15-025340-1118 to 120 Manningham Road, Bulleen. Construction of a four-storey apartment building with 32 apartments. Do I have a mover for this particular...
I'll move that one, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Could you please read the recommendation for me?
Let the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. And councillors, this is one that is quite a substantive development of four storeys, 32 apartments. It's within walking distance of Bulleen Plaza, and it is so much on a major bus route, and does have a number of important services to the community and community services nearby. It is within walking distance, driving distance, short commute, medical, dental services, and to parks and reserves. It is perhaps in the hierarchy of zones, the Resi growth zone. It is within the best zone that one could ask for if you are develop your own property or a property developer. It is the most aggressive zone that the three-tier residential growths, the residential zoning systems allow for. So, as you would expect, a development of this kind on this site would require quite substantive and aggressive, I guess, design response. That said, it still does need to tick the res code and planning scheme requirements. It has done that in every sense. It did draw in a number of objections, 19, and those objections did relate to obviously the design, the amenity impacts, site coverage, neighbourhood character, parking, visual bulk. The, to our officer's credit and to the applicant's, I guess, willingness, amended plans were put through, which addressed a lot of the concerns that was thought to have been raised by the objectors. Councillors, as you probably are aware, I am one that does support applications that tick the planning scheme box. It is, in the sense, provides an opportunity for people to age in place, for people to downsize, to stay in the area, to stay with the doctors that they've been with for 20, 30 years, for their families to keep them in the area, for grandkids to come over and see their grandparents, they remain in the area. So they do get the chance to downsize, and they do get the chance to stay in the area. It is on a main road, and as I said, it is very close to so many facilities and services. So it ticks a lot of the boxes in the sense of providing a response to the planning scheme. I understand the objectors' concerns. There were a number of them. And we tried to work through those concerns, and I think we've done a pretty good outcome to meet the objectors' concerns and responses along the way. So I do encourage you, councillors, to support this application. I do remember this one coming to me some time ago to SBS. And I do recall comments being made about the design response and in particular to some of the issues that the objectors have raised, which I think had been addressed, but obviously there were more that could have been done. So I do encourage you to support this application.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. This one is one I would prefer to be standing to object to, but unfortunately, but fortunately, I've been to every consultation and submitters meetings and listened to the objectors, and I agree with their concerns that the planning scheme is incorrect. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to put it together, and but I will be... I just wonder why we've got a planning scheme the way we've got it on this area. So I, but that in mind, These apartments and the plans that the officers have worked with the developer, have actually downsized it to meet some of the objectors' needs. I am concerned with the way in which we go about some of our processes, and I'm looking forward to asking Council to look at some of those, and our poor planning executive will definitely not like that if we need to try and make some amendments to this planning scheme. But for my suggestion on this, councillors, is that we do support this one in particular, because the adjustments that have been made, when I looked at it and what the officer has done, and the detail that has been put in to try and pull this back even further than was needed in the planning scheme, I commend the officers for the work that they've done to work with the community and for the many, many different considerations that they've made to make this a little bit more appropriate for the people living in that area. So for that reason, I ask that we support this application.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion?
I'm against the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Griffith-Gastopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move against this motion. I've listened to the residents at the consultation meeting and have come up with a number of issues from my perspective that I think need to be looked at in the longer term. Specifically for this development, the visual bulk is an issue from my perspective. The north-facing visual bulk I think needs to be reduced. I think it's too high from my perspective. The other part of that is that the big one for me is that we didn't have an opportunity to have a mandatory height limit in that area, and it's become a discretion one from the minister. And for those main reasons, I'm going against this motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker for the motion?
Can we stand standing orders, Mr. Mayor?
Councillors, have a motion before us from Councillor Gough to suspend standing orders. It's been seconded by Councillor Griffith-Gastopoulos. Those for? Against? That's carried. Speakers, Councillor Gough.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I rise with this particular application not because I'm anti any sort of development at all, and in fact we've got the development in Manningham in the right spots, and that is on Manningham Road and Doncaster Road and those places, because that is the main roads, those main roads and around the shopping centres is where we want to see our higher density development. We don't want to see it. And what we're doing is protecting 95% of the residential area of Manningham by prohibiting this sort of building. So we've got those very small areas on the main roads, and we're protecting the 95% of Manningham residential area by ensuring that that is banned. When we went to the state government, we're in a bit of a catch-22 here, because what I'm being asked here is to agree to something that I don't know was going to look like at the end. Because when a whole lot of red lines were put through the map that we are seeing here, it's reduced further from the one that's here in this book. It's reduced much, the top level is reduced from here. It changes it so much. I don't know the size of the apartments inside. I don't know how many apartments will be inside. I've got to, you're asking me to approve this on faith of what it's going to look like in the end. And if I want to get the amenity of something, I'd like to actually see the drawings of the final thing to go up for approval. If there's something minor, like 30 centimetres or 10 centimetres in a wall, then that's fine. But if I have something that is 2.5 metres drawn back, that's going to take a huge impact on whatever is built inside there, and I don't know. And I've got to take with faith that the car parking inside is actually compliant, because it's too short at the moment, and we're saying, oh look, we think we can rearrange it to do that. If it can't be done in that area underneath, where are the two car parks going to go? What else is going to happen? What we're being asked to vote on here is something that I don't know in the end. And what I can't understand is why it wasn't enforced on a couple of things. First of all, the 1390 square metres is this block of land, and our policy states that it's 1800 that you can go to the high height. Yes, there's some leeway, but is the leeway one quarter or a third of the, you know, the size being up? We're not talking about 100 square metres. We're talking about over 400 square metres. We're talking the size that you can actually build your own individual house on, smaller than what we said in our policy. Yet I'm told that there's discretion in this area. So officers have used discretion. When it comes to that, then we have discretion on the 9 metre height that is stated in here. Now, I do know that the new rules that are going to be coming out, and they're looking at 14.5 metres, and they're looking at these areas here, and it's 11.7, I think, at the highest point. It's 2.7 metres higher than what is set out in our precinct here. We talk about three stories in this zone when we look at the zone as an interface. Three-storey buildings, this is a four-storey building. It's not a four-storey building with a little element that's higher, and I think that would have been good. It's a four-storey building with a major fourth storey on it. And I know why the fourth storey is there, because it will have absolutely magnificent views of the city. But it's coming up, and we're making, and council are pushing that particular line where we've got our policies. And they say, well, in this area, because it's a growth area, we have discretion to change it. Discretion to change it, but not to add this amount. If we really want to have the higher height there, then let's get out and put the higher height there. But, you know, we're coming in here, and we've got officers here having discretion on putting that. Now, we are here to facilitate development in our city. We're not here to push it and push it to its capacity. We're here to facilitate developers. And when I see the responses coming back into the writing here, it really is saying in the report, and you need to read the report, because it says, well, you know, we're here in a transition area and in between a higher density and whatever. Yes, the high density isn't multi-storey like 11 storeys, but it is a higher density that is what is there, and it's an area of transition. And I think on page 49, I don't really know what the character of Donvale has to do with what has to do with this particular site. Because on page 49, now it says here, it talks in summary, in a residential growth zone in DDO8, sub-precinct main road, policy supports housing developments that will respect existing neighbourhood character. But in that way, we're saying that we want a different character, and I understand that. It's acknowledged that scale and form of the age of existing hazard area, predominantly 1970 single storey with a substantial amount of development dating between 1980s and 1990s, double in some instances three storeys with minimal unit development. However, council mechanism will over time present the neighbourhood character along Mitcham Road. Well, Mitcham Road, councillors, is a heck of a long way from this part of Bulleen Road. Now, when I read the report, I have to then question, are we talking about the same block of land? So, Mr. Mayor, it's unclear, and what's being asked of me is to make a decision. And perhaps we should have sent this back, because the original one that came up, you certainly wouldn't be compliant. We're asking on faith to visualise something that we haven't seen plans of. Councillors, I'd like to see the plans before I vote.
I have another speaker on the motion.
It was suspended standing orders, Mr.
We have, yes. Do I have another speaker on the motion? Well, before I ask the mover to wrap up, I think I might just speak on this one as well. Councillors, I'm rising to support this, and I find it quite amazing that we're even having this discussion. This is a C96 property, C96 impacted property. C96 was a very extensive amendment that was considered at great length by the previous council, and some of those that are rising here tonight to speak against this particular proposition have been very strong supporters of that particular amendment at this council table, both in the last council and in this council. They've spoken endlessly at many, many amendments, many, many planning applications on the benefits of C96, and yet now we have, at a unique time in this particular council, shall we call it, that we now find people speaking against this particular sort of development. I find it quite amazing. There was no request to change the discretionary height limits when this matter came before this council to finally wrap it up. In fact, I personally moved a number of amendments to C96 to try and constrain some of these particular challenges on these particular sites. But here we have a site on a main road. I don't think I can accept that Manningham Road is not a main road. I'm fairly certain that a fairly wide highway like Manningham Road is a pretty much a main road. It's even a Vic Roads road. So to me, councillors, it has some challenges, I agree. The interface with the properties behind it are challenging, I agree. C96 is not perfect. We have areas of C96 where there is main road backing onto general residential. That should not be. In other areas of C96, we had stepped down by, we had sub-precinct A, sub-precinct B. I appreciate that those in the room might not understand what I'm talking about, but I'm certain the councillors around the table do. This was a very complicated amendment to our planning scheme, which saw large areas of our municipality protected by ensuring that apartments can't be built in the back streets, by focusing high density development on the poorer quality areas along main roads where there is public transport. The major arteries of our city are protected by, granted the opportunity to have higher density because that's the best place for it, where our public transport is. We are like any other municipality that focuses its development around the public transport routes. This is a very reasonable proposition. I get that there are challenges in the conditional approval, but if this went off to VCAT and was sent somewhere else, what would we end up with? It's a compromise here, I agree, but I think it is a balanced compromise, councillors. That's just one person's point of view. I ask you to support the proposition. Are there any other speakers?
Question, Mr. Mayor.
Certainly, Councillor.
Can I just have a clarification of the zone? Is it DD081 Main Street Precinct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, that is correct.
Does that have in our DDO, in our policies, does that actually have a site size for heights over 9 metres, or is 9 metres the height that is there in that, a discretionary height in that zone?
There is reference to a preferred discretionary.
Which
when the area isn't met, but it's discretionary, 9 metres and 10 on a sloping site.
Is this a sloping site?
Yes, this is a sloping site. The slopes is only at a 5% slope.
It's not a very slopey site. If I take that, what's the size to vary it above that? Considering that this is 1,390 square metres, what is the size to vary it?
The nature of the controls in the main road and the zone mean that there are a lot of other factors, which include setbacks and landscape requirements, and it is a balancing act. So that's
what does it state in our planning scheme?
Councillor.
I just want to know what it
states
in our
planning scheme. The black and white proposition of what it states in our planning scheme is not a reasonable question to ask of anyone. Our planning scheme is this thick. I'm sorry. If you want to ask a question that is reasonably simple to ask in the context of the meeting, I'd encourage you to do so.
With all respect, Mr. Mayor,
you don't get to debate my ruling, councillor. Ask a question, please, or don't. No further question?
Mr. Mayor, yes, there is.
Please.
How often do we get applications that have absolutely no drawings of the final outcome when there are major changes of more than 2 to 3 metres of withdrawal on a building?
I'd have to take that on notice, but it is quite common to have conditioned permits, and some of those conditions can include that level of change.
Are there other mechanisms when there's a large level of change that council can go through in an application? And I'm referring to things like section 56A.
There needs to be an appetite from the applicant to be able to submit that.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. In that case, I'll ask the mover of the motion to wrap up, please.
Thank you, councillors. And this is no different to the planning applications that we get in our ward that Councillor Haynes and I get all the time. We deal with these applications. We methodically go through them, preferred as opposed to mandatory. How many times have we heard, if we don't like it, change the planning scheme? Well, we've had an opportunity over the last 4 years to change that, and we haven't. We don't have neighbourhood characteristics or neighbourhood precincts where it is detailed what the existing character is and what the preferred character is. We don't have that in our planning schemes. That's a choice that this council has made not to have. And again, if we want to do it, if we want that, change it. What we have before us is an application that ticks 23 of the vital res code boxes. It is an application that is in a very aggressive zone, the residential growth zone, and it is an application that is within metres of sub-activity centre. It ticks all those boxes along the way. Yes, it is very common, and I've seen it before in applications, particularly in my ward and Councillor Haynes' ward, where we do actually see that Condition 1 plans are required to be amended to substantiate changes. That is quite common, not only to this council, but to all other councils across Victoria. And it has been quite common for us for the last 4 years. So, councillors, if this intense form of development, which ticks the design codes, if it ticks the neighbourhood character requirements, if it ticks all the requirements of the planning scheme, a particular res code, if you can't do this type of development in such an aggressive zone like the residential growth zone, where can they do it? So I do encourage you to support this application.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll now put the motion. Those for? Those against? Motion's carried. Thank you, councillors. Item 9.2, planning application PL 16-026099, 67 to 73 King Street and 1 Tuckers Road, Templestowe, construction of a 117-bed aged care facility. Do I have a mover for this item?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Goff. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Goff.
Mr. Mayor, I move to move this particular development, which is 117 high and low care aged care beds. The development is in King Street and Tuckers Road on the corner there, and indeed it's a site that's I suppose consolidated of three blocks, and it's rather large. This is a big facility, and it's predominantly single story, though there are some two story elements in it, and it really does look like one of the large residential houses that dot that area anyway, and it is something that is able to blend in, I think, with the design and that area. King Street is one of those streets that we are doing a lot of work on, and a bit later on we've got some issues coming up there within King Street and its improvement. The interesting thing was that this particular area did have a covenant on it, and it was a single dwelling covenant. And in order to build this particular development, then that covenant had to be removed or changed. And it has been varied, and it has been varied to include a form of development like this. Getting rid of the single dwelling covenant, people were quite happy to do that in a lot of the properties around, so it did go out to consultation. But it has been varied. We do have an ageing population. We do have a responsibility to ensure that people can, and I know they use the word age in place, but there are facilities for our community to go to within short distance from where they may have lived all their lives or where their family are living. And indeed, you could look at the numbers of aged care centres within Manningham, and I think we would be fairly high in number of and the number of these sorts of facilities, but there is a growing need. I think the fastest growing cohort in Australia is the over 100s,
and we are an ageing population in Manningham, and indeed that cohort is by every year getting older. I'm now considered old as of earlier this year, and so therefore, yeah, we are all getting old. So having these facilities and these good facilities are very important. I commend the application to the councillors.
Councillor O'Brien.
The aged care facilities is something that is extremely and strongly encouraged within the state planning policy, and it is one that I think best suits in a zone such as this. 117 beds providing aged care, it's not a retirement village, it is aged care for those seniors within our community, and they may come from far and wide, is a great development proposal. And again, the difficulty with such a big building like this in a zone like that is to keeping it under control in terms of how it looks and its appearance, and they've done a great job integrating that. Yes, it is single storey, as you would perhaps expect for an aged care facility to be, double storey in parts, but perhaps that might be for some of the younger residents who can perhaps take a ride up and a lift and down and so forth. So, but it, overall, it does tick the majority of the planning scheme boxes. We have seen one of these come up before us before. It was perhaps in an inappropriate location. It did go to VCAT, I believe they lost. Good that they've taken note of that decision and referred a lot of their design outcomes into this. So I commend this application before you.
I have a speaker against. Councillors, I'd like to speak for a moment on this particular one, and I'm speaking for it. I'm speaking for a reason, because it gives me an opportunity to highlight one of the achievements of this council. We just had a previous planning application in Moncton Street referred to, and some of us will remember that particular application. It lost at council and it lost at VCAT. That was also in the low density residential zone. A much smaller block, 5,500 metres, and it had an old a heritage building in the corner of it that was needing to, that was going to be saved, and that sort of shaved it back to about 5,000 square metres. And that particular development wasn't very nice as far as this council was concerned. It was inappropriate. They had a continuous two-storey form for 45 metres along the white back road that it was on, Webster's Road, I think it is. It was three-storey in presentation in parts, three stories high. A very substantial development, over 11 metres in parts. It only had 22 parking spaces, despite being 64 residents. So it had virtually no parking from our perspective. It was a very poor development from my perspective, and that represented about 80 square metres per bed of land per bed, if you cut out the land around the heritage part of the site. A very difficult site to develop on, and we tossed it out. But we did more than that, councillors. We considered Amendment C110. Now, Amendment C110 specifically amended the low-density residential zone to put more controls over these types of developments in our municipality to try and ensure that the low-density residential zones were protected from excessive development, and that the development that occurred in those zones was respectful of the character and of the area, that it fitted in with the residential nature of the area. And this council considered that amendment, we approved that amendment, it's been gazetted by the minister, and this is the first aged care facility we've seen come before us in the context of that amendment. We see a very different outcome this time, councillors. We see a proposal before us which is predominantly one storey in form. It presents as one of the large, low-density residential houses that you might find anywhere in Templestowe on the big one-acre blocks. Yes, it's three blocks, it's 12,000 square metres, a very substantial block. But we're seeing here in this development only 117 beds. It's over 100 square metres per bed is provided for on the site. The largest we get to is two-storey on this particular development, and that's where the undercroft is, where a lot of the parking is. And we're seeing a proposal that has 63 car parking spaces, as far higher ratio of car parking spaces than the planning scheme demands of them, because they were required by C110 to ensure that they tried to contain their parking on site. It's an amendment this council considered and passed, and it had a very positive impact on the design of this particular proposal. There are aspects of this I still don't like, but you don't get everything you like in this world. But I think it's a great example of how we as a council have moved to protect the low density residential zone from overdevelopment, and we have a fairly balanced outcome in this proposal, and I ask you to support it. But there being no speakers against, councillors, I'll ask the mover to wrap up. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I just hope everyone supports.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried.